Tara Rule is an artist, musician, and actress living in Round Lake, New York. Her visceral, vulnerable paintings often focus on the experience of people living with chronic illness and disability.
I've always been interested in painting and art, and I always kind of would rush through my paintings and not work on anything for more than like a few hours. And quite a few years ago, I ended up becoming very ill, and it resulted in brain inflammation, and I lost the ability to do a lot of things like walk, speak in full sentences. I couldn't use my right hand, and I lost vision in my left eye. And when I was still in the intensive care unit, I decided that if I ever got better, I wanted to do more art, but I wanted the art to be used as an outlet for people to learn more about chronic illness and disability. And when I was released from the ICU, the first thing I wanted to learn how to do again was to paint.
Why?
I'm not really sure. I think it was something that I've always used as a way to express myself and my emotions and what is inside of me and who I truly am at my core. But I never wanted to go to art school or anything like that. So it was one of the few ways I could express myself since I couldn't really write. I could barely talk. I felt it was something that I could do to express myself. Yeah.
So how did painting for you like transition from being a private or like something you did with your friends kind of activity to something that you wanted to share more publicly?
Initially, when I started to try painting again, I couldn't even do the simplest thing because I had such bad tremors in my right hand. So I had to paint so slowly and meticulously that the artwork actually ended up being some of the best stuff I've ever done, because it took me days and days and days to do it. And I realized when I was finished with some of the pieces that it was something I was proud of. And when I would show people, they were surprised that I had done it despite my circumstances. So I felt like I wanted to show other people that, you know, anything is really possible. I mean, within reason, obviously, but I did feel proud that I finished those pieces and they came out the way that they did. And I wanted to use it as a way to inspire others to do what they love doing, even if they're in, you know, dire circumstances, basically.
Most of your work that I'm familiar with is portraits of yourself or other people. Mm-hmm. Could you talk about why that is your subject?
With running the risk of sounding, I guess, I don't know, sounding like what, but it was something that I found I was good at. Before I got sick, I always liked to paint people, but they didn't quite come out the way I envisioned them, and it wasn't quite realistic. And when I did regain vision in my one eye and the parts of my brain that are still inactive due to brain damage, I saw the world differently. I could actually see things differently. Specifically, light and color looked different to me. And
in what way?
I'm not really sure exactly how to explain it, but I could see things more in shapes. Like instead of seeing something as a whole, I would see portions. I see portions of things now in the detail of shadows, and almost as if they're in these kind of geometric shapes that are, you know, easier to put on paper, basically.
Helps with composition.
Exactly, yeah, it helps with composition. So basically I paint faces because it might be an ego thing. Like, I like to do what I'm already good at, I think, because it makes me feel good about myself. Sorry, but yeah. I think that's what it is. I was good at it.
I think that's probably important, especially in a situation where I think people with disabilities and people who are chronically ill often have a hard time with like self-esteem. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I you know, until you said that, I really didn't think about why that was, because I do like to challenge myself. And now that I'm in a better, more able-bodied position than I was before, I am exploring other options and trying to practice things that I'm not as good at, because I feel like I can, but I think you actually kind of like cracked the code for me, because I've been trying to figure out why that was. And wow, I've actually never thought of that. Yeah, it's got to be... That feels so right when you say that, because I was so insecure in myself. Like, wow, I can't even go to the bathroom on my own. I can't even walk anymore. Like, if I did something and it was not, you know, good, or what I felt was good, it would crush me, because it's like, oh, I can't do anything, you know? So having something I was good at was like, well, you know what? Like, at least I have this, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the faces that you paint, you try to paint people who are experiencing things like you've experienced, like illness and disability. Is that true?
Yeah, it's definitely true. The people I paint, they aren't real people. They're people I've created. So the series Familiar was the first series I worked on. And I noticed that I would always start with the eyes, and not necessarily on purpose. They all, at the time, to me, looked terrified. Like, they looked very scared and terrified and what I thought was hopeless. But over the years, I see like a lot of strength and fight in their eyes, like almost like, you know, they're going to battle or something. And that's kind of something I've, through my paintings, been able to recognize in myself too. So those paintings help me to, you know, to this day. And the series Stranger was during a time where part of my brain that deals with facial recognition was damaged, and it wasn't permanent, luckily, but I had a very difficult time recognizing my own reflection. It was like I was looking at someone I had never seen before. And I tried to remember what that would look like, because it was constantly changing. But I would try to remember what it looked like and paint those people, because I felt that they're kind of almost self-portraits, you know? Like, it's a part of myself that maybe does exist that I just can't see all the time, you know? So.
Has it been challenging to, I mean, when you're painting, try to pay attention to parts of yourself that you might usually not want to look at? Because I know that a lot of your paintings are really vulnerable and show people like in pain or feeling a lot of complicated ways.
No, but that's only because I never had the intention of showing them to anyone. I couldn't write. I had to relearn how to write. So they were almost like a journal, like a diary. And I didn't show anyone. And it wasn't until I met one of my best friends, Sarah Pezdek, who's
been featured on our show before.
Oh, yeah. So Sarah Pezdek, she's one of my best friends. I showed her some of my artwork, and she encouraged me to share my artwork with the world. And I was pretty, you know, I had done it a couple times before, but I was pretty uncomfortable with the idea. And I did kind of put my artwork out there, and I was curious as to why it wasn't going as many places as I thought it would. And I asked her if, you know, kind of fishing for compliments, possibly, like, well, is it bad? You know, like, and she told me, no, it's because, you know, you're not telling anyone what it's about. And I was like, well, it's not about anything. It's creepy for the sake of being creepy, because I didn't want to be vulnerable. And she saw right through that and was like, you got to think about it and, you know, express that. So I went out on a limb and I told people what they were about. And the feedback I've gotten is amazing. And I've actually had quite a few incredible experiences, even in the last couple of weeks, that have made me feel like, wow, this is the whole reason I wanted to create art in the first place.
That was artist Tara Rule talking about her paintings. To see her work and to find out more, check out TaraRule.com. tararuleart.com, Instagram @TaraRule, or Facebook @TaraRuleArt.